And how well do you know your neighbour? Are you friendly with those who might live next to you, opposite you, around the corner? You might be living in a very friendly street or building, for that matter, because very, very soon it's going to be Neighbour Day. And I want to know from you on 9221882, do you still have a decent relationship with those who live near you? I've got to be completely honest, I barely know my neighbours, but maybe I should. Sam Robinson is the Relationships Australia National Neighbour Day Campaign Manager, and she joins me on Perth Live. G'day, Sam.
G'day, Ollie. How are you?
Do you know your neighbours, Sam?
Yes, I do, but I have to be frank, probably only in the last couple of years I decided to put my neighbourly money where my mouth was and reach out to my neighbours.
Why do you think you didn't know them before that, Sam? Are you just leading a busy life or you're all going in different directions and you just didn't think too much about them?
Yeah, busy life, travelled a lot for work, get in the driveway, get out of the car, straight into the house. Don't look up. You'd be surprised what happens if you look up. You might actually catch someone's eye and say g'day. And so that's what I started doing a couple of years ago, and I cannot believe the turnaround.
9221882. How well do you know your neighbours, if at all, not at all, and should you get to know them? Because it will be Neighbour Day on the 31st of March, and I guess, Sam, this is part of the push to get to know your neighbours.
Yes, it is. Look, we reckon Neighbour Day is an ongoing opportunity to remind people about the importance of community connection, because we know that good relationships with neighbours can change communities and can have a really positive effect on people's well-being. So through Neighbour Day, we encourage all Australians to reach out to the people in their community, particularly those who might be a bit socially isolated or living alone, or maybe through age or disability, might struggle to get out and engage in their local community.
When you talk about those who might be a little bit lonely or socially isolated, is it a larger proportion amongst our community? Have you got any stats at the moment, Sam, that might indicate that we'll say, yeah, there could be somebody who's living next door to me or down the road who doesn't know too many people?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. We released, Relationships Australia released some research in September last year, and we found that 1 in 10 people are lacking social support or connection, and 1 in 6 are experiencing emotional loneliness. And what that means is they don't have sufficient meaningful relationships in their lives to sustain and nurture them, particularly through difficult times. And then on top of that, we found that just under 1.5 million Australians are reporting that they've been lonely for a decade or more. So we reckon Neighbour Day can help address part of this loneliness crisis.
When we mentioned the words neighbourly or community, you get some sort of a sense that people belong and they know each other, they're looking out for each other, at each other's backs, but maybe it is just about the pace of life that we all live, Sam, that we're not thinking about those that are around us. We should really have a think, stop and pause at the moment. This is a good opportunity to reconsider those values and those who might be around us, that, you know, just a casual, how are you going, or what are you up to today, and just get to reacquaint yourselves with those who live around you.
Absolutely. You know, and it doesn't have to be anything, you know, big and grand. It can be as simple as saying hello across the back fence, or maybe asking an elderly neighbour if you can pick something up for them at the shops. It could be bringing in the bins. I know when I left home today, I asked would my neighbour bring in my bins, and he was very happy to do so. It's the small things to know that when in the good times, you've got people that you can connect with around you. And then possibly in the not so good times, you know the people around you and you can help each other out.
9221882, do you know your neighbours? Does your street, your building, your suburb, do they do neighbourhood events? You might get together for a street party or something similar. Maybe it's just catching up for a drink once a month. 9221882. And tomorrow, we've got till about 2 o'clock our time, Sam. You've got nominations open for the Tell Us Your Story competition. What's that all about?
Okay. Well, actually, you can have longer because you're in the West. When we say end at close of business, it's close of business wherever you are.
Very good. So till 5 o'clock tomorrow. We've got a few extra hours.
Absolutely. So what it is we're asking Western Australians to share their stories about a great neighbour, amazing neighbourly acts, or something they appreciate about the people in their community. Because every Neighbour Day, we hear some truly inspiring stories of neighbours going above and beyond to lend each other a hand. And we know that there are great things happening out there. And what we want to do is share these great stories through the month of March and have people know that, you know, there are small things they can do to create connections with those around them.
So they can nominate until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Get those stories to Relationships Australia. How do they go about doing it?
Okay, so entries are open. You go to the neighbourday.org website. You've got up to 400 words or less. There are prizes in each state and territory, as well as a national prize in their cash prizes. And what we're saying is you don't have to be a great writer. Just tell us your story, have a go. And if you don't want to enter the competition, just do something. In the month of March or in the lead up to Neighbour Day, just do something. Try and connect with the people around you, and you might be surprised at the lovely things that come about.
Sam Robinson, thank you very much.
No worries.
Relationships Australia National Neighbour Day Campaign Manager, but I throw open the phone lines to you on 9221 882. Do you know your neighbours? Does your street, your building, your suburb, do you do any neighbourhood events? What are those? And how important have those relationships you've developed with your neighbours been to develop a sense of community or meaningfulness to your life?